Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa presents a $4 billion 2014 national budget projecting a 6.4% growth in the economy. The minister also assured the nation the Zim dollar is not coming back anytime soon.
Herald editor Cesar Zwayi sent home on forced leave for publishing an article attacking former central bank chief Gideon Gono for picking MDCT Secretary General Tendai Biti to represent him in a corruption case.
And representatives of more than 30 residents' associations are holding a meeting in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo, to map a way forward in addressing issues affecting people in urban and rural areas.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa today presented a $4 billion national budget projecting an economic growth of 6.4%, fueled by expected improved performance in the agriculture and mining sectors. These two sectors are expected to grow by 9 and 11.4%. Chinamasa said 70% of the budget, which is far short of the $8 billion bids submitted by government ministries, will go towards salaries, leaving little resources for capital projects. Chinamasa said the economy is facing socio-economic challenges, among them high consumption, liquidity constraints, limited foreign direct investment, food insecurity, and lack of clarity on the indigenization law. The minister spelled out numerous measures aimed at boosting confidence in the economy. He said this includes the continued use of multiple currencies. He also said banks need to improve governance issues and to improve liquidity. The ministry, he said, is introducing a $100 million interbank program with help from Afrexim Bank. Mr. Chinamasa noted that the government is taking over the central bank debt and will capitalize it to ensure that it plays its role as the lender of last resort. Though saying the indigenization law is infecting investment, Mr. Chinamasa said the piece of legislation is here to stay. Chinamasa said due to lack of transparency in the diamond revenues, President Robert Mugabe has asked him and Mines Minister to investigate the mining and marketing of controversial Chiyazwa diamonds. He also revealed that he may have to come back to Parliament with a supplementary budget depending on the outcome of Zimbabwe's diamond sales in Antwerp, Belgium this week. Mr. Chinamasa outlined various measures to boost the manufacturing sector, saying the country is importing more than it is exporting. Chinamasa said government is committed to awarding civil servants poverty datum line aligned salaries, but he added that this would be done gradually. Apart from salaries, government said it will also provide accommodation and other perks for its workers.
With respect to the legal sanctions, I am calling upon those countries that imposed to lift these sanctions and conditionals for the betterment of our economy. The complete removal of sanctions will boost business confidence, reduce country risk premium, and enable access to lines of credit and improve livelihoods. Their removal will also enhance the enjoyment of our people by our people of their socio-economic rights. With respect to the debt overhang, we remain committed to engaging the Bretton Woods institution and will do our best to abide by the self-monitored program. Parenthetically, it is notable that the policies in question are in fact our own policies formulated by ourselves. I must hasten to repeat the quandary I conveyed to the Bretton Woods institutions in October when we were attending the annual meeting. And this is that the self-monitored program is keeping the Zimbabwean economy in a standstill position. This is not in the interest of either the creditors or our economy. Our economy needs an injection of new money, while our creditors need to recover their money. The standstill position is not a solution to this quandary. I therefore call all our creditors to seriously consider granting us debt relief and at the same time providing us with new funding so that we can broaden our revenue base to enhance our capacity to own our obligations to ourselves and to our creditors.